by the way, Dave.
Oh, yes, I hear you quite well.
Okay.
Good afternoon. The time is 2:03 p.m. We're here today on Tuesday, November 20, 2012, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatia, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA-12-013. Tokyo Marine Pacific Insurance Limited and Calvo's Insurance Underwriters Incorporated versus the Department of Administration. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Peter Perez and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Terlahi and Rachel Field. Will appellant Tokyo Marine Pacific and Calvo's Insurance Underwriters please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon. Mike Pangolinan from Calvo Fisher and Jacob on behalf of Tokyo Marine and Calvo Select Care.
Good afternoon. Frank Campillo, the plan administrator for Calvo Select Care.
Will the purchasing agency, the Department of Administration, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
I am Ben Abrams, appearing solo for a change. And I'm an assistant attorney general with the AG's office, and we represent the Department of Administration and Government of Guam.
Will interested party Take Care Insurance please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Dana Gutierrez.
Dana, why don't you introduce that?
Okay, thank you, David. Dana Gutierrez and David Mayer appearing by telephone for Take Care Insurance Company, Inc.
And will interested party Island Home Insurance Company please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Katrina Campana of Cabot Mantinonia on behalf of Island Home Insurance Company.
Thank
and
you.
Also for the record, present with Mr. Peter Paris is Mr. James Brooks, who happens to be my husband. Okay. Any other parties? We do see some observers from the public, but that's fine. If not, I'll turn it over now to our hearing officer, Mr. Peter Paris.
Okay, good afternoon. Can we confirm that the procurement record agency report and the comments to the report are part of the record now?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Have all parties submitted comments to the report? I see for the record that Take Care has submitted comments to the agency report. Have any other parties submitted comments to the report?
Yes, Mr. Perez, Tokyo Marine and Calvo Select Care also submitted comments to the report.
Okay.
And for the record, IHIC is not planning on filing comments on the agency report.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Perez, I believe our office filed a rebuttal to the comments yesterday. By the end of the day, I believe that was filed.
Yes. I think we have that.
Now, before we were officially on the record, I understand there were discussions regarding whether this matter was going to be a matter where the parties intended to call witnesses or whether the parties intended to rely upon the record as it stands. Could appellant advise what their position is regarding whether or not they intend to call witnesses?
Yes, Mr. Perez, we actually are hoping that we can work out some sort of stipulation on many, if not all, of the factual issues, because I would agree with some of the earlier comments made by Mr. Mayor that a lot of the facts are not in dispute. However, we would reserve our right to call some witnesses because we think that it may have some value bringing some witnesses in to talk about how the facts are interpreted, how the significance of some of the submissions or failure of the submissions of some of the parties in the RFP process, and how that should be handled. So we would like to bring in some potential experts to talk about how these matters are normally treated and how these matters are normally remedied when there's been some defects in the process that may have been identified in this case. So we haven't identified exactly who those witnesses would be, but we would expect we would have at least a few witnesses that we'd like to bring in, mainly for that purpose, not so much to dispute any of the factual submissions in the agency report.
Before we get to the other parties, then, with respect to the idea of having stipulated facts that would assist process, that the parties would meet and confer and submit stipulated facts prior to the hearing, would the parties be agreeable to that?
We would be agreeable to that.
Any objections by any party to submitting joint stipulated facts by a certain date?
Well, this is David Mayer, Your Honor, and I guess it would depend on what the stipulated facts said. So what I would suggest, and by the way, I missed the name of the attorney for Calvo Fisher, but is that Mike Pangolinan?
Yes, David, it's Mike.
Oh, Michael, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you when you introduced yourself. I apologize. But, Michael, what I would suggest is if you are interested in a stipulated set of facts, just provide one to us, and we'll take a look at it. And I guess I can stipulate to being willing to review a set of stipulated facts, but whether or not we would sign them would depend on what it says.
Right. I think the parties, it would be helpful if the parties could agree to those facts that are stipulated, and those facts that are in dispute could then be identified and the issues narrowed. Does that procedure sound agreeable?
Yes, it sounds agreeable.
Okay. How long would it take for appellant to propose stipulated facts for the other parties to review?
Well, one thing I wanted to mention, Mr. Perez, we have not yet received service of the rebuttal that I understand was filed yesterday. We didn't realize there was any rebuttal filed. Once we review that document, we haven't seen the rebuttal, so there may be some issues that arise from it that would have to be addressed also in the stipulation. But I would think within 2 weeks we could submit a proposed stipulation.
And then with respect to disputed facts, could the parties work together to identify what those disputed facts are?
Are you asking whether we would work together? Yes, definitely.
So then we could just address those disputed issues at the hearing. Maybe we should work backwards and first determine when the parties are available. I know the public auditor envisioned having hearings commencing on December 19th, but I understand that not all parties might be available. So with that in mind, did the parties have a proposal of when to go forward on hearings? And how long do the parties anticipate the hearings will take? How many days?
Well, we would be comfortable with the December 19th date. I think that gives us enough time to work on a stipulation on the facts and also arrive at an agreement on what is in dispute. If there's a scheduling issue and that can't happen on December 19th, I understand Mr. Mayer's got a potential conflict, then we would also be willing to proceed as soon as Mr. Mayer returns from his trip.
Mr. Mayer, when are you available?
Well, I would be available starting January 17th, any time between there and the end of January.
Well, let me ask, do any parties have any objection to that time frame?
We have no objection.
Does that work for the public auditor?
Yes. Ben Abrams, Attorney General's Office. That works for us.
Do you have any preference in terms of?
So could we start as early as January 17th?
Does January 17th work for you, Mr. Mayer? Is that the date that you return, or is that the date that you're next available?
Well, that is the day after I return, but I really don't mind starting that day. If you wanted to start the Monday after that, it would be okay for me as well. It would give me a little bit more time. But if everyone felt, no, we need to get this done, I don't want to delay this any more than, I don't want to make everyone uncomfortable. But either January 17th or a few days after that is fine with me.
Okay, I think the public auditor's preference is the 17th if none of the parties object.
Okay.
Is everyone in agreement with January 17th?
Yes.
How many days does appellant anticipate their case will take?
I would expect it to be 1 or 2 days, but it is, again, subject to reviewing the rebuttal that was served. We haven't seen that yet, but I think a couple of days would probably be the...
And then Department of Administration?
I can't imagine, Ben Abrams, Attorney General's Office, I can't imagine it going more than a day for us.
Okay. Sorry, what was your name?
Katrina Campana.
Okay.
I don't expect, we're not planning on calling witnesses. Like I said, we have not filed comments on the agency report. We're more here to observe. So 1 to 2 days sounds agreeable, and the 17th is fine.
Do you anticipate participating in terms of examination of witnesses and submission of exhibits?
Not at this time. And can I clarify, there will be no motion cutoff date? We're just going to go straight.
No, we are going to give a motion cutoff date, but we anticipate that motions will be taken on the papers.
Unless something changes through the filing of motions, we are not expecting to call witnesses.
Okay. Ms. Gutierrez?
I think, David, we anticipated the same thing, about 2 days to do the hearing.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, ma'am?
David, we anticipate, Select Care has stated that about 2 days for the hearing, and I don't think that we're in disagreement that it'll probably take 2 days for the hearing.
I think the hearing is probably going to take 2 days, but can I ask a question about witnesses, if it's okay?
Yes.
Mr. Pangolinan, I heard you mention that you reserve your right to call witnesses, and you actually mentioned some experts. I would like to respectfully suggest that the appellant identified a date by which we would be notified of whether the appellant intended to call witnesses and who those witnesses may be, particularly experts, and what their proposed testimony might be. And the reason I would suggest that is that without that, it's sort of hard for the people on the other side to prepare, because we can't very well get a rebuttal expert on a subject matter if we don't know who your experts are or what they're going to say. So what I wanted to suggest is that the appellant agree to identify a date by which it would identify both its lay witnesses and its expert witnesses. And as to the expert witnesses, what would be the general subject matter of their testimony?
Okay. First, let's hammer out the hearing dates for the hearing on the merits. I think we'll set them for the 21st to the 23rd of January, starting at 9 o'clock, Doris?
Yes. Rather than the 17th, because if it's going to be 3 days, then the day break, the weekend break might.
Right. Let's go all the way through and not have a weekend break, just in case it takes longer than 2 days. And so we'll go from the 21st to the 23rd will be available. And we'll issue an order after the hearing with all of the deadlines regarding motion cut. We'll discuss the dates during the hearing, but then we'll issue an order firming up those dates. So working backward, let's start with witness lists and designation of experts. As to lay witnesses, how much time do the parties need to submit witness lists, not non-expert witness lists? Can we, is 1 week sufficient for the parties?
1 week from today?
Yes.
Well, given that the hearing date is...
You know, Mr. Perrin, from the TakeCare's perspective, since we're sort of the intervener in this case, I think we can provide a list 1 week from today, but I think it may be more fruitful if we could provide a list, say, you know, 3 days to 5 days after the appellant provides a list, because it really depends on who the appellant's calling, who we may call as rebuttal witnesses.
Okay.
I think what we could... If we provided a list a week from today, I would have to make it a very inclusive list that would probably end up being much bigger than people we'd actually want to call. Whereas if I actually saw the list of who the appellant was calling, I could give a much more refined and accurate list.
Okay. Mr. Abrams?
I also favor that approach. Whether or not we call witnesses at all and who those witnesses may be will be driven by what we see from the appellant. So I agree with Mr. Mayor and hope to be included in the staggered time frame that he mentioned. I think it's a good idea.
Mr. Mayor, what level of participation does TakeCare envision having in the hearing on the merits?
Well, I think there's a rule on that hold on here, Your Honor. I was just reading your rules there, that that you may have may consider evidence from competing bidder, and I guess our participation would be as a party, being an intervener, that we would be permitted to cross-examine witnesses and to call witnesses, because we obviously have an interest materially and financially in this proceeding.
All right, I'm just trying to determine in terms of time and efficiency, who is actually going to be participating on what level. So it appears that at this point that three parties will be participating at a party level, correct? Okay.
Yes, sir, I think so.
Okay. Hold on for a moment, please. So I think what we'll do is, in terms of scheduling the rest of the dates, is we'll submit within the next day an order, and the order will be for the parties to come together and submit joint proposed dates regarding motion cutoff, lay witnesses, expert witnesses, rebuttal witnesses, stipulated facts, disputed facts, witness lists, and exhibit lists. Does that sound agreeable?
That does sound agreeable.
Sounds just fine, Your Honor.
Okay, so we'll issue that order within the next day, and the hearing dates have been set. Are there any other matters?
What would be the deadline to submit the joint submission of proposed dates?
I was going to include that in the order, but tell me what time frame would work for the parties in terms of submitting that joint proposal.
In other words, you guys all work it all out mutually.
Right.
Right. How long would you need?
Well, I think, again, having not seen the rebuttal yet, and since we are in kind of a short week this week, you know, I was thinking at least 2 weeks to not only review the rebuttal, come up with a stipulation, and then talk to the other parties about proposed dates.
How about by November 30th? You need to go into December?
If we could have 2 weeks, that would actually be preferable.
December 5th?
That'd be fine.
Does that work for everyone?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll issue that order, and then the hearing with the hearing dates that we've agreed upon. Any other matters?
And just for the record, have all submissions, the procurement record now is complete?
Yes.
And submissions? Mr. Abrams, as far as you know?
As far as we submitted our rebuttal to the comments,
okay.
Yeah, we filed it yesterday. I'm sorry it wasn't served yet, but sometimes that happens. I made a note to make sure that he served today. But I can think of nothing else that we need to file.
Okay, thank you.
We don't have any motions
okay.
Except for what's required by the order that's coming out. That takes care of it for us.
And with respect to motions, what's anticipated is that, the motions will be taken on the paper rather than to have a hearing, oral argument. Any objection to that?
No objection.
No objection.
No objection.
Okay, so we'll submit it within a day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, this concludes the pre-hearing of OPA PA-12-013 or 013, Tokyo Marine Pacific and Cavos Insurance Underwriters versus the Department of Administration. The time is 2:22 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you,
Bill. Thank you for arranging the phone conference. Okay.
All right.